This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bill that would allow schools to purchase more high-efficiency air filtration systems cleared its first legislative hurdle yesterday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill proposes $10 million for grants for local school districts. Elizabeth School District Superintendent Douglas Bissonette testified that his school invested in such air filters at the beginning of the school year. The district has kept learning in person ever since.
One person has contracted the virus in our schools over that period of time.
The money would pay for units for an estimated 15,000 classrooms. The bill now goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill into law that would allow undocumented immigrants to get state housing benefits. CPR Public Affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would no longer require someone to verify lawful presence in order to receive a benefit for public housing or assistance. Polis also signed another bill that removes the term illegal alien from state contracts. Documents will now use the term worker without authorization. The measures are among several this session that Democrats are backing to provide more benefits and opportunities for undocumented immigrants in the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Health Department is going to start doing on-site inspections and requiring more thorough record keeping of COVID-19 vaccine providers. The decision comes after the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic failed to properly store vaccines.